So I'm going to start off by telling you guys a story today about one of my friends that became the star actress in a Lifetime movie. She was married for the second time and living a life resembling her mother's, almost to a T. After her divorce was final from her second husband, she began dating way too quickly. So she ended up in the same feeling that she felt, which was not being enough. Okay? So getting back with her exes became a habit. She started becoming on this loop and she couldn't get off of it. This cycle, get back with the ex-husband, then I'm gonna get back with the boyfriend, then I'm gonna get back with the ex-husband. And this loop she could not get off. So the reason that she couldn't get off this loop is because this felt like home to her. And home, what she learned, love equals pain. So then she decided that, okay, well, maybe I am on this roller coaster ride. I need to figure out how to get off. But that was super, super scary because then maybe she could live the life of her dreams. So I'm going to talk to you today about the success formula, and there's five parts. The first one is awareness. The second one is your dreams and your visions. Your third is your self-image. The fourth is subconscious reprogramming. And then the fifth is your vibration that you're putting out into the world. As far as the awareness piece goes, we get on this autopilot, right? We create the same decisions every single day. We do the same things every single day. This autopilot is keeping us on our trajectory of life. And you have to get off if you want to live the life of your dreams. So another piece of this is your emotional home. Where do you live? What is the emotion that you come back to every single day? Mine used to be overwhelm. And what that meant to me was I was always just feeling like I had so much stuff to do and not enough time. So I started telling myself, I don't do overwhelm. I don't do it anymore. I don't do it. So this started retraining me to not be in that overwhelm pattern anymore. So you tell me, what is your emotional home? How are you feeling on a daily basis that you are going to be able to get off of this cycle and this loop? So another piece of this is your limiting beliefs and your trauma that you've been through. Every single limiting belief has a trauma directly attached to it. And becoming aware of this is going to be key to your success. Another piece is a really hard one. It's knowing what you don't want. There were two men put in her life to teach her what she did not want, right? So the whole goal here is that you focus on what you do not want, and then you focus for a very short time, and then you focus on what you do want. And if you can focus on what you do want moving forward and leave what you don't want behind, another key to your success. The next piece, your dreams and visions. Most people that I talk to have no idea where they want to be in 5 years, much less 10 years. Can you guys tell me where you want to be in 2 years, 5 years, or better yet, 10 years? What do you feel? What is the emotion that you're feeling whenever you live the life of your dreams that happen in those time periods? What is the sweet spot that you can find of belief? The sweet spot is finding something that you can truly believe in, whether it's a number or a certain amount of money that you want to have in your bank account, a relationship that you want to bring into you, a career that you want to have. You want something that when you say it or when you write it down, it feels good. If it doesn't feel good, you don't believe that it's attainable yet. So maybe make it a little bit smaller and get in that sweet spot where you feel like you believe in yourself enough to achieve whatever that goal is, whatever that vision is that you see for your future. So another piece of this is making the decision. Make the decision. Get off the loop. Figure out where you want to go. Stop doing the things that are making the things happen in your life that you don't want. Make the decision. Key element here. Make the decision. Another thing about successful people is that we are willing to do the things that other people are not willing to do. The third piece of this is your self-image. What are your thoughts about yourself? So The thing is about your self-image is everything that's happening internally for you is happening outward for you as well. Every single thought that you think about yourself is exactly who you are right now. It is really hard truth to think that the reason that I don't have the money, the relationship, or the career that I want is all because of how I feel internally about myself. So, who do you want to show up as? Who is it? What are they wearing? What are they thinking? What are they saying about themselves and other people? Your creator, whatever you believe, created you perfectly. Everything is inside of you that you need to make your dreams come true. If you have the thought, it means it is meant for you. It also means you are meant for it. Believe it and you will achieve it. The fourth key to success, subconscious reprogramming. What does that mean, right? Your subconscious stores everything that has ever happened to you, everything that's ever happened to you in your entire life. And this controls 95% of your actions and your thoughts every single day. Hence why we get on a loop and can't get off, right? So a key piece to subconscious reprogramming is neuroplasticity. And what that means is that your brain can change. So the way it does this is you make new choices and your brain literally connects new neural pathways so you can start living a different life. Another way to make those new neural networks is affirmations. I have been studying personal development for about 10 years now. Affirmations, if I could tell anybody to do any one thing and make one habit in their life, is affirmations, positive affirmations, because the subconscious reprogramming is whenever your subconscious stores all that stuff, right? For the past 30, 40 years, we have to unwind that. That's exactly what affirmations do. They unwind everything that you have taught yourself, that everybody else has taught yourself about you, the things that you've believed. These affirmations are 100% the key to living the life of your dreams. Another piece. Sleep. Get enough sleep at nighttime. Your subconscious is always working, but it spiritually recharges you. Your subconscious is working out things that you can't work out with your conscious mind during the day. Get 8 hours of sleep every night. Another key piece that I have absolutely fallen in love with is meditation. And you should always do meditation right before you go to bed, and right when you wake up in the morning, so that way your brain is in this alpha state to calm your mind for the entire day. Sometimes during my workday, I actually even take a meditation break because I'm not doing well staying on task. I say, okay, shut everything down. I go meditate and I come back a brand new woman. So the last piece that I'm gonna talk about for subconscious reprogramming is inner child healing, which just brings a smile to my face because I love it so much. So every child needs to feel seen, loved, heard, and safe. I add safe because I did not feel safe as a child, and I feel like they need to feel that as well. So with the inner child healing, what I have done is I have written a letter to little Trisha and told her how amazing she is. The really, really, really cool thing about this is that your brain does not know the difference between past, present, and future. So if you are feeling something right now in this moment, that's why we get triggered, right? That's why our heart starts racing. We're triggered for some reason. Your brain doesn't know the difference that it's not happening right now. So the really cool part of the inner child healing is that whenever your brain feels that little Trisha is being taken care of, big Trisha is being taken care of. And that is creating these new neural networks as well. The last piece is vibration. What vibration are you putting out into the world? What feelings are you feeling that you're putting out to other people? How do you want to feel? This goes into the dreams and the visions of your future. How do you want to feel? And you need to focus on feeling good. You have everything in your body to choose your own reactions to certain situations. You also have the ability to choose how long you are going to suffer from a situation in your life. choose feeling good as much as you possibly can. So I like to say, I like to live off of the expanded golden rule. What you say, what you think, and what you feel about yourself and others is a direct reflection of who you are. You should always treat others how you want to be treated. You should always say things about others, what you want other people to say about you. You want to think about others, the thoughts that you want them thinking about you. Same with feelings. You want them to feel the same way. So I want you guys to sit here for just 1 second and think about how amazing this life is right now. Be so grateful of who you are, of this beautiful, cooled, air-conditioned room when it is so hot outside. Just be grateful for this moment right now, and that will always, always make you feel better and make you feel good in this moment. So another piece of this is healthy daily habits. What are you putting in your body? Are you exercising daily? Are you moving your body of some sort, right? So these healthy daily habits are a huge key to what vibration you're putting out into the world. Discipline. Are you disciplined about these daily habits? It's one of the hardest things there is. I know that Trisha 3 years ago could not create a habit more than 3 days. All of a sudden, I became the kind of person that could create a habit for years. I have been meditating every single morning for years at this point. So I have become disciplined. You can do it too. I always say that there's this place that I go to every once in a while called the unified field. I call it that. I don't know what that means to you, but to me, it means heaven on earth. Every once in a while, I'll be driving to the gym, or I'll be doing something with my kids. I'll be out in the sun and just feeling how amazing it feels on my face. And it just feels like heaven on earth. I want to be there as much as I possibly can. And I want that for you guys too. I want you guys to think about something. What do you envision? What do you envision for your future? When you're there, what do you see? Do you see a house in Bali on the ocean? What do you hear? Do you hear the waves crashing? What do you taste? The seafood that you're gonna get to eat later? What can you touch? Can you touch that amazing warm water that you're gonna dive into? What do you smell? Do you smell the sea salt in the air? Really think about this. When you envision your future, you are going to make it happen much faster. So, in conclusion, I want to tell you about that friend I was talking about earlier. That was me. That was me. Literally 2 years ago. I got off the loop. I'm making myself a better person, and I am living the life of my dreams. It is one decision away. One. That decision for me, I stopped dating. Figured out who I am. Figured out who Trisha is. Nurtured her and did all of that. So I challenge you. Live your dreams and love your journey.